This is your weekly update from KBIA's Faith and Values Desk. I'm Kelly Catraba. This week, we take a trip to the Museum of Art and Archaeology at MU, where a new exhibit explores the divine in Hindu art. Curator Jeff Wilcox and I stand upstairs in the gallery, surrounded by the stone and bronze sculptures that line the walls of the two rooms. The sculptures bring a visual form to the deities described in thousands of years of Hindu history. That history includes several sacred writings and a rich oral tradition. Wilcox points out some of the gods represented.
It starts off with Vishnu, then it deals with Shiva, Ganesha, and
then there are the goddesses.
Lakshmi, Parvati, Durga, and Kali.
Although the gallery is silent, the deities depicted within it are quite a lively crew. Take Vishnu, the savior. In one story, he swoops in at the last moment to save an elephant from death by a crocodile.
And he's most always shown with blue skin because his skin was said to be the color of rain-laden clouds, which is a good thing.
Then there's Krishna, who was placed into an adoptive family of cowherders.
And he liked to dally, particularly with the cow maidens. They're called the gopis.
Krishna also dealt with getting things in order, like putting good over evil. Then there are the goddesses, like Lakshmi.
So she's a very voluptuous goddess because that's all considered, you know, fecundity and fertility, and those are good things to be very well-endowed. So she is, and hopefully she'll well-endow people who pray to her.
Each of these deities has many stories. Here's one of the ones Wilcox told me. It's about how the elephant-headed god Ganesha ended up with an elephant head in the first place. It starts with the goddess Parvati. She created Ganesha.
She was taking a bath, and she had positioned her little boy that she'd made at the door to guard while she's taking a bath. And Shiva comes from wherever he's been, doesn't recognize this child because according to the story, that Parvati made him, as she's washing the mud off her feet, she formed him out of mud and gave him life. So Shiva doesn't recognize him and says, "Get out of my way." And the boy doesn't get out of his way, and Shiva whacks his head off and goes on in. And so then Parvati is very distraught when she learns that he has killed her son. And please, please make it right and do something. And so Shiva realizes he's made a mistake, and he restores this boy to life with the head of the first animal that came walking by, which happened to be an elephant.
Now, don't be surprised if someone else tells this story differently. Within Hinduism, there are many versions of each story, in part because of the regional variations in places where Hinduism is practiced. And the exhibit at the Museum of Art and Archaeology is just a glimpse into what some of those rich stories are. That concludes your weekly Faith and Values Update. I'm Kelly Catraba.